Chapter 14. Numbers chapter 14. I want to start with verse 36 with a little bit of a reading here. So if you will just indulge me tonight a little bit. That's what we came for, was the word of God, right? Yes. Numbers 14 and verse 36. And the men which Moses sent to search the land, who returned and made all the congregation to murmur against him by bringing up a slander upon the land, even those men that did bring up the evil report upon the land, died by the plague before the Lord. But Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, which were of the men that went to search out the land, lived still. How many wants to live?
Amen.
We got to see some things if we're going to live. Some milk and some honey. Praise God. Moses told these sayings unto all the children of Israel, and the people mourned greatly, and they rose up early in the morning and got them up into the top of the mountain, saying, Lo, we be here, and we'll go up unto the place which the Lord had promised, for we have sinned. And Moses said, Wherefore now do you transgress the commandment of the Lord? But it shall not prosper. Go not up, for the Lord is not among you, that you be not smitten before your enemies. For the Amalekites and the Canaanites are there before you, and you shall fall by the sword, because you are turned away from the Lord. Therefore the Lord will not be with you. But they presumed to go up unto the top, unto the hilltop. Nevertheless, the ark of the covenant of the Lord and Moses departed not out of the camp. Then the Amalekites came down, and the Canaanites which dwelt in that hill, and smote them, and discomfited them, even unto Hormah. Now, if you'll go to chapter 15 and verses 1 and 2. And then we'll get into the word here. Y'all there?
Yeah.
Numbers 15, verse 1 and 2. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them, When ye become. Everybody said, When ye become.
When ye become.
That's a little different than our standard English today. But when ye become into the land of your inhabitants, which I give you, dot, 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 dot. All right? We'll let you read the rest of that. But he said, when. Somebody said, when.
When.
And I just want to title this tonight, if I can, When, Not If.
Right.
When, not if. Lord, we thank you for the word of God tonight. Thank you for truth. Somebody lift your voice and pray together. Praise God, praise God. Thank you for the word tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. So good to be here on Wednesday night. You know, there are many things that are settled facts in our world, gravity, light, and many other things in the physical world. But I would like to say tonight, just in beginning, that there's nothing more settled and true and a fact than the Word of God and the will of God.
Amen.
And when the Lord says something, it will always come to pass, and I would like to say with no exceptions.
Amen.
Isaiah 46, verses 9 and 10. Isaiah prophesied under the anointing of God, and he said, Remember the former things of old, for I am God, and there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me, declaring the end from the beginning, and from ancient times the things that are not yet done, saying, My counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. Praise God. And so if it is the word of God, God being all-powerful, all-knowing, and all of that, When God would speak a word, he would be able to speak a word for the future. And he would be able to say what is going to take place. And his arm, his strength, his ability will cause it to come to pass. And it will always come to pass. And these words that we've read tonight in Numbers, and of course the whole Bible that we have, should and is designed to give us rise to faith. Everybody said faith. And I would like to say tonight that faith is the ability to believe God's word, number one, and then to act upon God's word quickly. Amen. Amen. Well, praise God. Without faith, it's impossible to please Him, but with faith, we can please Him. And the Word of God is always going to come to pass, and it's going to come to pass to those who approach it through faith. There are some things in the Scriptures that will not come to pass with some people because they do not have faith. But what we need tonight is to have faith. Somebody said, Amen.
Amen.
And if God said it, you know, somebody said years ago, Jesus said it, I believe it, and it's so. And I got a hold of that, and I thought, you know, it doesn't matter if I believe it or not. If Jesus said it, amen, it is so. And it's so no matter what's going on around us. No matter what's taking place in your life, no matter what's taking place in your world, or in the earth, amen. It really doesn't matter tonight what's going on. Faith always brings victory. Faith always brings peace. Faith always brings joy. Amen. Faith always brings expectation because we know that we've got something that is true and that it is right and it is going to take place. And if it's not today, it's going to be tomorrow. And if it's not tomorrow, whatever day it is, it's going to come to pass. Do you believe that tonight?
Amen.
I believe that with all of my heart. And if we look in the Scriptures, and we're folks of the Scripture here tonight, all through the Bible we see instances where everything surrounding faith was negative, and it loomed very large. At least it looked like it was very, very large and it was very bad. Somebody that we've had preaching here just recently, I forget who it was. I think it was Brother Barrier, talked about the cap on the, it wasn't on the bottle of oil, but now we've got a new cap. Amen. Somebody gave us a new cap. I think that was Brother Greg. That was quick work. Praise God. If you missed that, you missed a really cool thing. Well, praise God. I think most of you missed that. But all through the Bible, we see instances where everything that surrounds our faith is negative and it looks large. And he took that little bottle cap and he put it up close and it looked so big. But when you hold it out at a distance, then you can see a whole world of opportunity around you. And I'd like to say tonight that faith operates best in negative atmospheres.
Amen.
By the very nature of believing, amen, by the very nature of faith, it manifests itself best in negative things. And so if you're looking for things to be perfect, you're not going to find them in this world.
Amen.
If you're looking for things that are perfect in the will of God, you're not going to find the will of God because we live in an imperfect world. Amen. We live in an atmosphere and circumstances that are not conducive to success. They're not conducive to those kinds of things, but when you look at it, there's only one place that's perfect, and that's the Word of God.
Amen.
It's the only place that's perfect. Amen. God's Word. Faith will face 800 men and defeat them by itself. Yeah. Amen. It will cause a man to leave an established life like Abraham and go out into the wilderness and live in tents the rest of his life. Against all circumstances, against all odds, he was willing to do the will of God. We need to be willing to do the will of God in our lives. And the text that we read tonight in Numbers chapter 14, it was a little lengthy, but I wanted to read it because it gives us a fuller understanding of the nature of the children of Israel. Now, if you're reading your Bible through this year, you're probably in the book of Numbers right about now, and you probably read what I've already read for a text tonight. But it really didn't matter. It didn't matter if they went through the Red Sea and God brought them out and destroyed the Egyptians. It didn't matter. It was only just a few days later they were murmuring and complaining against the Lord. And then the Lord provided the needs, and then it was just a few days later and they murmured again. And they said, oh, we want some meat to eat. And so the Lord sent them quail, 2 cubits upon the ground, I think is what it says. And so that's about 3 feet deep of quail. And the Lord said, I'm going to give you quail. I'm going to give it until it comes out your nostrils. And they died there. Many of them died because of the plague that God sent upon them. And so you would think that that miracles and good things are going to keep people happy. Well, I want you to know that's not enough to keep us happy. It's not enough to bring contentment and peace in your heart in living for God. Amen. The only thing that's going to do that is the Lord Himself and faith. Praise God. They did not walk by faith. They walked by sight. They did not walk by faith, but they walked by the feelings of their heart, and they were just negative. Scripture says they were stiff-necked and hard-hearted, and it didn't matter. There were several times God got very angry with them, and He said to Moses, stand back, I'm going to kill them all. Now, I'll tell you what, when God gets that angry, you better get down on your knees and start praying. But they didn't start praying. Amen. They rebelled against the Lord in so many, many ways. And I've thought about that, and I've thought, Lord, why did you choose these people? Why did you even call them? It just seemed like they had nothing but negative thoughts. And they were always wanting to go to the neighbors and worship their idols and and all of that, excuse me. And yet, here they are, and they're about to go into the promised land. Numbers chapter 13, verse 27 through 33 gives us a little bit before the text that we read tonight. Numbers 13, verse 27 through 33. Would you read that for me, Brother Reed?
And they told him and said, we came into the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there.
All right. Everybody said, nevertheless. Nevertheless, well, we'd like to do it, but nevertheless.
There you go.
When somebody starts talking like that, you need to turn and run real fast.
Amen.
Because they're basically negative and they don't believe what the Lord is saying here. Go ahead and read some more.
The Amalekites dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites and the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it.
Amen. We're well able to overcome it. And then the next sentence starts out with, but. But the men that went up with him said, "We be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we." Nevertheless, get that out of your vocabulary tonight. Because when God says you're going to go to the promised land, amen, it's a matter of when, not if. And I want to go when it's time to go. I want to be in that promised land. I want to have my inheritance in that promised land. Amen. And I think you do too. That's why you're here tonight. But, you know, that which is outside of faith is usually a lie.
Amen.
Well, praise God. If somebody comes and they're out of faith, you know they're going to say something that isn't true. And they said, "We are not able to go up against the people." That's a lie. They were able. With the Lord, they were able. Amen. And then they said, "They are stronger than we." They are not stronger than you. The enemy of your soul is not stronger than you. Amen. And you are able to go up and overcome the land. We be well able. Praise the Lord. But usually those that walk by faith are in the minority. And it's not a cocky, haughty attitude. But I'll tell you what it is. It's just simply believing God and trusting in God's word. I believe God's word tonight. We ought to thank him for his word. Praise the Lord. Praise God. And they brought up an evil report. Go ahead and start reading right there, Brother Reed.
And they brought up an evil report of the land, which they had searched under the children of Israel, saying, "The land through which we have gone to search, it is a land that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. And all the people that we saw in it are men of a great stature. And there we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, which come of the giants, and we were in our own sights as grasshoppers, and so we were in their sight."
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. Praise God. That was their attitude. They wanted to fight somebody that was smaller than them. But I'll tell you what, there's just something about it here in America. We love the underdog.
Amen.
We love the guy that's wrestling and striving and he's just about to lose and he breaks through. Amen. Just like a good Louis L'Amour. Amen. And he's going after somebody that stole money from him. And he's known as a really bad man. And this young man goes into the bar room, which we don't go to bars anymore.
Amen.
Well, praise the Lord. And he pulls out his gun and he says, "Give me my money back. Give me that back with interest." Praise the Lord. And the man gave him the money back and he said, "Now for good measure, I'm just going to give you a good whooping." Well, praise God. I know you're probably not feeling like giving somebody a good whooping here tonight. At least you don't look like you're ready for a good fight. Amen. But he whooped the man and proved his point. We love the underdog. When the odds are against us, that's not the time to start whining and crying. Well, praise God. It's not time to start saying, "Woe is me," and all of that. It's time to rise up in faith, amen, and say, "We are well able to overcome it." How are we going to do it? God's going to show us how to do it. How are we going to do it? We're going to go forward, just like the Lord told Moses at the Red Sea. Amen, because God is a God of when, not if. And so... Numbers chapter 14 and verses 1 through 4, here's where the negative attitude will take you. Brother Reed, read those verses for me tonight.
"And all the congregation lifted up their voice and cried, and the people wept that night. And all the children of Israel murmured against Moses and against Aaron, and the whole congregation said unto them, Would God that we had died in the land of Egypt, Or would God that we had died in this wilderness? And wherefore hath the Lord brought us unto this land to fall by the sword, that our wives and our children should be a prey? Were it not better for us to return into Egypt? And they said one to another, let us make a captain, and let us return into Egypt.
Oh my, what a group of folks here. What a group of folks. You can't build a church on folks like that. Well, praise the Lord. I'm just preaching a little bit here tonight. I'm not jumping up and down, but it'll still go. Amen. You can't build a kingdom for God with people like that, that are ready to go back. What they missed was what the Lord had said, when you become into the land. Amen. It wasn't a matter of if, it was a matter of when. And God was trying to show them that, hey, it's not going to take very long. And really, it doesn't take very long. I see new converts that come to God, and it doesn't take very long for them to get a hold of things, praise God, and to experience the victory. But after you live for God for a while, you run into some things. And after a while, we lose our faith for some reason, but God's word is still true. It's not a matter of when, it is a matter of when, not if. And so it took 40 years. You know, there were two men, I think about Joshua and Caleb, and these were two men that believed God. And the word of the Lord came and said, you're going to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. And sometimes we wander because of what other people have done. And they had to wander with the children of Israel. And they probably were counting it off, you know. 10 died today. We're getting closer to the promised land. Another 15 died tomorrow. Amen. We're getting close. I know that sounds a little bit morbid here tonight. But they were ready to go into the promised land. Amen. And faith is not a matter of going in and accomplishing the will of God altogether. But sometimes faith is a matter of putting up with people that are not measuring up to your standard. Well, praise the Lord. We're all in this together. Amen. And Scripture says, if somebody falls, you that are spiritual, what does it say? Condemn and criticize them? Is that what it says? No, it doesn't say that. If any man falls, you that are spiritual, restore such an one in a spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also fall. Amen. Doesn't matter how much faith you've got. You have the capacity to fall because you are living in a body of flesh. Amen. And we need to love one another. I'm going to say that again. We need to love one another. And I got my little thing here that I tried to quote the other night, and it's a little bit different. Proud people have a critical, fault-finding spirit. They look at everyone else's faults with a microscope, and their own with a telescope. Humble people, this is the part that I wanted to read. Humble people are compassionate and have the kind of love that overlooks a multitude of sins. They can forgive much because they know how much they have been forgiven. And I say, well said. Praise God. You say, well, how can I make it with all these negative things around me? Amen. Just walk by faith and get a hold of the word of God. Amen. I'm going to make it all the way. Jesus said that there were mansions that he was making for us, and I believe it, and I'm hanging on until I see it. Praise God. And so after the judgment was declared, we read that scripture there in Numbers. After the judgment was declared, let's see, that was the text scripture that we read tonight. After the judgment came down and the Amalekites smote them, the Canaanites smote them, in Numbers chapter 15, the Lord says, when you become into the land. Right after the judgment of God came down on the people that did not have faith, the Lord reverted right back to his original plan and said, it's a matter of when, not if. Exodus 25. I'm going to finish with these scriptures here tonight. Exodus 12, in verse 25. And it shall come to pass when you become to the land which the Lord will give you. He's always looking forward. He's not looking back. He's looking forward. Leviticus 14 and 34. When you become into the land of Canaan, which I give unto you for a possession. And then he goes into the laws, but he's going forward. He's talking into the future. Leviticus 23 and 10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you become into the land which I give unto you. And then he goes into more commandments. But God is always looking ahead. Somebody said amen.
Amen.
Numbers 15 and verse 2. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you become into the land of your habitations. God's always looking ahead. And then the next place, Numbers 35 and verse 10. These are the only five places in the Old Testament where this phrase is brought out. Numbers 35 and 10. Speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you become over Jordan into the land of Canaan. It's not a matter of if, but it's a matter of when. And if you believe that, stand with me tonight. Praise God. I wanted to leave a word of faith in somebody's heart tonight. Don't look at the negative things that are around you. It's literally been several weeks, maybe a month or two, since I have taken the time to read anything about politics, to read very much about our world. I have a couple of sites if you're interested in them. And one of them gives the news about what's going on in Israel. That's what I'm really interested in. And they talk about archaeological finds in the Middle East, in Jerusalem, the city of David especially, and another one that's the news about that area. But that's all I've listened to. My mind is a lot clearer. And you know what I see more than anything, Brother Charlie? I try to see the positive things that are around me. There's a lot of good around us. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can we just praise the Lord together tonight?